You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOC-DALI. There's a chance that many of those furloughed workers, when the government was shut down, not only got back pay, but also got unemployment benefits, meaning furloughed workers could have really made out pretty good. We got to talk about that. Also, it sounds like the IRS says tax season is going to start late because of the shutdown. Okay, well, if it starts late, does that mean they're going to extend it any later? Then we have 22,000 pounds of meat recalled, possibly due to a listeria outbreak. So as you can see, we've got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Another busy hour, but never too busy to take your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So they say more than 22,000 pounds of chicken, ham, beef products are being recalled because of possible listeria contamination. The products were sent to retailers and distributors in Alabama, Arkansas, Colorado, Florida, Illinois, Indiana, Iowa, Kansas, Kentucky, Louisiana, Michigan, Minnesota, Mississippi, Missouri, Nebraska, New Mexico, New York, North Carolina, North Dakota, Ohio, Oklahoma, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, Texas, Virginia, Wisconsin, Wyoming, said the USDA on a statement yesterday. This meat was also distributed in Canada per the FDA. The recall covers about 109,000 cases of refrigerated, ready-to-eat products. The potential contamination was discovered by testing at the Canadian Food Inspection Agency. Officials say a traceback investigation and follow-up testing by FDA at the facility determined there was a potential cross-contamination of products with listeria monocytogenes from product contact surfaces. No illnesses have been reported, according to the USDA and the FDA, thank God. Now, why would we be freaking out about listeria? Because listeria killed many, many people with that whole cantaloupe outbreak a couple years back. You don't mess with this listeria. Recalled products include several kinds of chicken salad, ham salad, barbecue beans with beef, potato salad with bacon. Apparently, they have an establishment number, EST13520 or P13520. Inside the USDA mark of inspection. I know. It's inspected, but that doesn't necessarily mean it's free of listeria. The packages will be marked with a use-by or best-by date and followed by a plant identifier code of 20. They say consumers could take the products back for a refund or discard it. There's going to be a full list of products found on the FDA website. Now, keep in mind, this listeria monocytogenes, pretty nasty stuff because it could kill. It causes listeriosis, pretty serious stuff. It affects older adults, pregnant women, infants, adults, according to CNN, people with compromised immune systems. You could get fever, muscle aches, diarrhea, headache, confusion, convulsions, etc. Even though we could treat this with antibiotics, many people did die. Now, what also was so crazy about this, listeria and what happened with the outbreak a couple years ago with the cantaloupe is some people got sick weeks after. You would think that if you got food poisoning like salmonella within 48 hours, you would start feeling something, but not with listeria. It could take weeks. So people had no clue they were a part of this whole listeria outbreak. If that, or they had no idea what to trace it back to because they usually look at the last 24, 48 hours. You need to go back and look at weeks of what you had taken. Now, a lot of us doctors will just assume food poisoning until proven otherwise. That's just, you know, that's just what we do. We assume you have food poisoning and we try to treat you. I usually will get stool cultures to see what's growing out of the stool, make sure we don't see salmonella or listeria or E. coli, etc. And sometimes I'll even start an antibiotic if I think that's what we're looking at. So I'm not saying everybody needs to run and go on antibiotics if they think they have food poisoning. A lot of gastroenteritis could be viral. But I would hate to think that we would have another outbreak where people would die because they got treated too late. Get yourself checked. Stool cultures usually come back within 72 hours. Sometimes they could even pick up on wet mount some of these bugs that could possibly be in your system. If you pick that up, you would hopefully shed it in your stool. The big mistake a lot of you make is Imodium. You'll start taking Imodium. Okay? You want to get the stuff out. Mind you, you don't want to get dehydrated. Okay, and if you can't hold fluids down, you got to go to the hospital, get an IV, maybe get something for anti-nausea. But we usually don't recommend a lot of Imodium, except for your chronic diarrhea patients. But if we think you have a gastroenteritis, if we think you have a flu bug, no, don't mess with it. We don't want you to, for every day you take the Imodium, you just, I think, stay an extra day sick. Because you're not getting that stuff out. Remember, your body's brilliant. When you throw up, that's your body's way of trying to spew out anything from coming into your system. Okay? Usually things are out of your stomach after the first couple hours, but in case there's anything left, that's one way to get rid of it. Then you have the diarrhea, which flushes things out the other way. And your body will make either a bloody diarrhea, which is horrible, or a very liquidy diarrhea to help flush this out. Unfortunately, you can die from the diarrhea, cholera, a variety of illnesses that give you diarrhea because you could dehydrate. And you need to get fluids in. If you don't get fluids in, you could die. Your salts could be off. You could go through heart arrhythmias, etc. So extremely, extremely important to make sure that you don't dehydrate whenever you have these. But taking Imodium to maybe slow down the diarrhea could just cause these bacteria to replicate and grow. Not the coolest thing. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. It stinks. Some of the places where people get food poisoning, are some of the, you know, restaurants that are, like, there was a real popular restaurant here where I live. I had just eaten there a couple days before. And it wasn't the exact same location. It was one of the franchises. But, you know, don't think it's just any fast food joint. Any place, any regular restaurant you go to, all right, you could possibly get contaminated with something. In this particular case, it was Salmonella. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't go away.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified, super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communication Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. We're going to talk a little bit later how the Ravens, Super Bowl champion Ravens from last year, are getting paid $130,000 to promote Obamacare. Really? All right. I mean, I thought we were trying to keep politics out of sports. The reason why so many of us like to watch sports is there's no politics in them. Why would the Ravens, why would they be involved in this promotion of Obamacare? We'll talk about that in a little bit. I guess right now there's a big call for Health and Human Services Secretary Kathleen Sebelius to resign over the Obamacare fiasco. Some people are like, it's really no big deal. She doesn't have to resign. Other people are really ticked off. We're supposed to be fined if we don't buy health insurance, and the Obamacare website failed to launch. Millions of dollars was put into that website, time spent. This was supposed to happen flawlessly. I expected a couple bumps in the road, but we didn't expect it to be an absolute cluster. If the government can't even get the website right, how the hell are they supposed to get Obamacare right? So many concerns there. Kathleen Sebelius, of course, is the heart and soul of the Obamacare bill. Many people think it's Pelosi. Pelosi just said to not read it and just pass it. But Kathleen Sebelius is an extremely integral part of Obamacare. All right? Does she deserve to keep her job? 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. While we're looking at this whole government fiasco, what about the whole furloughed workers and the shutdown? It sounds like tens of thousands of federal employees did file for unemployment benefits, which they could. They were furloughed, right? So they filed for unemployment benefits during October's partial shutdown. And it sounds like in many of those states, they will not have to pay the money back. But they are going to get the back pay for the time they spent off the job, as many of us predicted. So they basically got a paid vacation plus unemployment benefits. They say the federal government collects unemployment insurance funding from employee payrolls, but it's the states that actually shell out the money for qualifying unemployed Americans. Different states are handling the double-dip payments differently. Apparently, in Oregon, you're off the hook. They say investigators with the Franklin Center's watchdog.org website found that because of an administrative rule, about 1,300 federal workers there will qualify to keep both their back pay and their unemployment checks. I told you, many of these furloughed workers were happy. You get to go home. Now, true, I understand many of them didn't think they were going to get back pay, but if they got to get their back pay plus unemployment benefits, they were sitting pretty. All right? I didn't think many people were going to buck the shutdown. Okay? And everybody was feeling sorry for the people that couldn't go back to work. Well, the people that couldn't go back to work, they got to have a paid vacation. Virginia residents will, though, have to pay back every penny. All right? Even civilian staffers that have to pay back the unemployment. They are going to send letters how much they were overpaid and by how much. Hopefully, they send back a check. If not, collection agencies and courts are going to recover the funds. According to the web, Joyce Fogg from the Alexander Times, estimated that the maximum weekly payout of $378 might have gone to 6,200 federal employed Virginia residents while they were furloughed. And again, if they're getting the back pay, again, I mean, if they weren't getting paid, then you keep the unemployment benefits. All right? But if they're going to get the back pay, you got to pay the unemployment back. Okay? Be fair, people. Federal workers in Illinois will have to return their unemployment payments after they receive their back pay. I guess 577 people from Illinois were paid $231,000 for their furloughs or during their furloughs for unemployment. The agency said it would inform all of them that if they don't repay the money, it could be reclaimed from them by withholding their income tax refunds. Now, many of you workers out there that were furloughed are probably like, look, cut us some slack, okay? All right, we didn't have a vacation. We didn't know if we were going to have to go back to work the next day, so it's not like we could plan. You know, but still, a paid day off is a paid day off. That's pretty nice. If you got to see the kids and take the kids, I mean, that, imagine, you know, it's just like remember snow day. Knowing that you get to be off that day, that's pretty damn cool stuff. 700,000 workers were furloughed from October 1 to October 16th. From what we understand, there were 70,000 unemployment claims from furloughed federal workers nationwide. I know. Just, you know, a cluster. Now, what's going on with the IRS? They say the IRS plans to delay the start of tax filing season by a week or two because of the government shutdown. Now, does that mean you could then not have to turn in your taxes by April 15th? Oh, hell no. You still have to turn in your taxes and your returns by April 15th. Okay? They say readying their systems to handle the tax season is an intricate, detailed process, and we must take the time to get it right. They have been collecting taxes now since 1776. You would think the IRS would figure out how the hell to do this. The adjustment to the start of the filing season provides us the necessary time to program, test, and validate our systems so that we could provide a smooth filing and refund process for the nation's taxpayers. We want the public and tax professionals to know about the delay well in advance so they can prepare. Under the delay, the IRS will start accepting returns between January 28th and February 4th, but will tell us in December when they'll finally start taking the returns. They say this is the second year in a row that the IRS has held off accepting tax returns because of a political standoff. So what happens? Does that mean they just ship it right back to you if you send it in the mail? Now, with us, we usually don't get our W-9s. Is that what it is, our W-9s or our W-2s? I think our W-9s till the end of the January. So we usually don't file till February anyway. But it just blows my mind. We're giving the IRS money. They're getting back pay. Okay? It's October 23rd. You're telling us you're not going to be ready by January? I mean, it's almost like when you're a government worker, okay, being off doesn't mean you come back and double time it. You still do the same tasks, and then you will day for day transplant those October 1 tasks to October 16th tasks for the other day. See, when I, you know, in the regular civilian world, when we need to catch up on something, we catch up. Maybe we play a little less solitaire. Maybe we don't sit there and talk and chit-chat. But, I mean, somebody can start working on the computers now. Our tax-paying dollars goes to the IRS. You would think they'd have their acts together. All right. They say during the 16-day government shutdown, which ended last week, the IRS furloughed more than 90% of its 94,500 workers. The shutdown came during the peak of IRS preparations for tax season. All right, like I said, they've been doing this for decades, for centuries. You would think they would have tax collection down by now. All right, now the National Transportation Safety Board furloughed 383 of its 405 employees, also delayed accident investigations and hearings. So I understand that people delayed catching up on the hearings, I get, but working on the computer system, really? Okay, that's what, and they could also contract out for that. That makes absolutely no sense. All right, I want to find this Ravens Obamacare story. I'm kind of confused why the Ravens, why an NFL team is being paid what, $130,000 to push Obamacare. I don't get that. Now, my guess is if you're an NFL football player, you have one of the best healthcare insurance companies, my guess. They say the professional football team that won this year's Super Bowl is getting $130,000 from American taxpayers to promote Obamacare. According to Judicial Watch, the deal was secured on September 9th between the Baltimore Ravens of the National Football League and Maryland health officials. The White House has tried recruiting professional sports leagues like the NFL and the National Basketball Association to help promote the president's health care law, but they have declined, as they should. In fact, the NFL confirmed months ago that would not participate in the Obamacare public relations campaign. They said, we have responded to the letters we received from members of Congress to inform them we currently have no plans to engage in this area and have had no substantive contact with the administration about the health care law implementation. But Maryland officials apparently appealed directly to Ravens, announcing in early September that they would help market. Now, I'm confused by this. Okay, football is supposed to be football. It's our out. We get to be away, away from the whole political thing. Why would any team take on the public's disgust with something so controversial? Why? Even proponents of Obamacare, they don't want to see that crap going on. It's a sponsorship agreement between the Maryland Health Connection and the Ravens. The state will pay the Super Bowl champs $130,000 to push Obamacare on television, radio, the team's official website, its newsletter, and in social media. This includes the Ravens Report Show on cable TV and a number of pre- and post-game radio segments. What? What a farce. All I know is when I watch Super Bowl, I do not want to see anything about Obamacare this year. Nothing. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTOR.
The fall season is here. Falling downstairs, bad. Fallback pricing, good. Don't fall down the stairs. Go to freezedryguy.com. Vote for special fallback pricing on delicious freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods. Vote early. Vote often. Through October 10th. Tell us which product to put on sale. Then, beginning October 11th, Fallback Friday, the price of the product with the most votes will be on sale with special fallback pricing. Missing out on a sale on emergency preparedness food, camping food, or backpacking food? Bad. Storing delicious freeze-dried entrees, fruits, vegetables, and desserts? Good. Go to freezedryguy.com. Vote now through October 10th for fallback pricing. Voting for politicians who expose themselves? Bad. Voting for fallback pricing at freezedryguy.com? Good. Go to freezedryguy.com.
Is there such a thing as gluten-free emergency kits?
Yes. And for celiacs, there is no other than glutenfreeemergencykits.com. If you or a loved one has celiac disease, you need a gluten-free emergency kit to survive. Our kits are natural, non-GMO, low sodium, low cholesterol, soy-free, contain no artificial colors or MSG, and carry the Celiac Spru seal of approval. Now get our March grab-and-go bucket special for only $29.99 at glutenfreeemergencykits.com. Glutenfreeemergencykits.com. Better foods, better living.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org. That's the sound of a .44 Magnum and Traumamax, a high-tech hybrid Kevlar bulletproof vest from InfidelBodyArmor.com. We'll stop it and most pistol rounds. Traumamax is a major breakthrough in pistol-rated body armor, and prices start at just $170 per insert. More protection, more stopping power, more mobility, and it weighs less than 5 pounds. Get details at InfidelBodyArmor.com. That's I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com.
She's alive. She's alive.
Alive. All right, guys. Now we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCTORDAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please find us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Remember, we have an iPhone app and an Android app. Download those for free. You can listen to The Dr. Dahlia Show anytime you want. Plus, it connects you to podcasts, etc. Great thing to do. Easy to do. You learn a lot. Keeps you entertained. While we're transferring from XM to iHeartRadio, we'll keep you guys posted as soon as we find out when the iHeartRadio launch happens. But until we do, you can always tune in at drdahlia.com, our website, as well as our iPhone app and Android app. Keep in mind also, anytime you're too shy to call into the show, you can always email us at drdahlia.com. My website has a way where you can send us your questions directly. We'll either read them on air or we'll write you back. We should be practically caught up. I think there's only one or two left, but we're pretty good at doing that. Plus, when you do go to our website at drdahlia.com, please sign into our guest book. It's always nice to look at who listens, where you guys are listening from. And it shows my boss that I'm not just sitting here talking to the wind. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Many of you have asked me about online dating. Well, this is interesting. They say 23% of singles who meet through online dating actually end up getting married to their online partner. This is according to the Pew Research Center, where they find dating websites are now one of the main ways that we are meeting our future mates. You know, it's so easy when you were in college. Oh, got the hiccups in high school. Where, you know, you would, oh, I hope I don't have the hiccups now. Oh, that That stinks. I know we did a segment on hiccups, but I don't have any peanut butter nearby, and I can't do that while I'm on air. Anyway, very easy when you're younger. There's always friends. There's always parties. Always easy to meet people. But what happens when you're in your 30s, in your 40s, or if you have a lot of baggage, right? What if you have a mother that lives with you? It could be pretty tough, all right? But online dating now is becoming more and more commonplace. In the olden days, people would think that it would be a stigma, you know, advertising in the newspaper to try to find somebody, etc. All right, but nowadays, online dating is the way to meet people. All right, it could still be safe, fun. You got to be careful of predators out there. But many people still don't think that online dating will get you a relationship that's meaningful. I can't tell you how many friends and family members I know who have met people online, and their relationships are lasting. And I think the reason why is these aren't people that want to just hook up at a club and do a one-night stand. These are people that are really looking for lifelong partners. So there's a way where some of these can kind of glean out some of these other looky-loos. Again, you got to be careful because there are predators there as well. People looking for sex are like, well, great, I'll go online. I'll find somebody who wants me to be their betrothed, and then I just dupe them, get them into bed, and I leave them. You got to be careful. Not to mention, there's also a lot of duping that happens in terms of monetary duping. Can't tell you how many of my patients said they got screwed by somebody online because they started to need some help with expenses, etc. And this was somebody that met them. I mean, you know, you never want to send money to somebody you don't meet, but it was somebody that, you know, needed money to fly out, so you paid for their ticket. Then they needed, you know, money when they were out here, etc. I mean, a variety of things. There's a variety of scams that happen. I don't know much about it. I've been married, luckily. But, whew, if my husband ever left me, damn, I'm going to be out there, and it's going to be scary. So you all are going to have to guide me through the process. Hopefully my husband never leaves me. They say college-educated singles aged 20 to 40 are the most prolific users of online dating, with 11% of all Internet users turning to dating websites. This is up 3%. 7% of smartphone users say they've used a dating app on their cell phone. Compared to 8 years ago, online daters in 2013 were actually more likely to go out on dates when they met people on these sites. 66% of online daters have gone on a date with somebody they met through an online dating site or app, up from 43% of online daters in 2005. So, a lot of percents I just threw at you, but it's starting to become a very, very common way to meet people. Even if you do have a type of scenario where you meet people on a regular basis, we're finding that online websites are actually being preferred to just meeting people. Maybe people think that they could really get a good perspective based on the way you type or text or tweet or post. I don't know. You know, now, what's good about online dating is we're getting you guys away from dating your coworkers. Okay? That was always a huge problem. You would have the single secretary or the single coworker in the cubby next to you. Okay? You would be married. And you would maybe sleep with the secretary or see, because they would, you know, spew their advances, kind of hitching somebody who's already male and married and already established from an evolutionary standpoint, gives certain people an advantage. And you as a wife would be worried that your husband is going to work and being bombarded by people who could be flirting with them. You'll still have flirtations at the workplace, but you're taking away that pressure of that's the only place you'll meet somebody. A lot of people don't realize they are working under that pressure of the only place I go to is the subway and work and then back. So if I don't meet somebody on the subway, my only choice is meeting somebody at work. Many of you are lonely. Many of you don't have a lot of friends because your only social outlet is work. So then you try to go out to work with some of your work buddies. Hopefully some of your work buddies are friends who could set you up. But for the most part, it's not that easy. You know, we kind of think back to the 1990s Friends, right? They would hang out at a coffee house, hopefully meet somebody. It doesn't seem to happen like that. Yeah, a couple people are meeting people at Starbucks. But online seems to be the way to go. Take the pressure off work, off the work setting, etc. But sometimes these online websites, the secret's already out. And many people are posting fake pictures or lying about themselves. They're girls, but they're guys, or they're guys, but they're girls. And it's confusing. One, I think, safe way for now to kind of screen people out is to pick some of these dating websites that are very unique in terms of your particular wants. Like, for example, there's some dating websites. We talked about a list of dating websites out there. One was for, like, Star Trekkies, right? So those of you into Star Trek, and I don't know how many girls would be on there, but still, you know, if you're really, really into Star Trek, if there's a dating website for Trekkies, all right, you already have something in common. If you're a World of Warcraft, I think there's a World of Warcraft website out there. A real good website is the herpes website, where if you have herpes and you're afraid that you won't be able to date somebody because once it got to the whole sex subject, you'd have to inform them you have herpes, they'll get mad and leave. There's dating websites, which I had said years ago somebody needs to make, and I believe there's dating websites where if you have an STD, and somebody else has a very similar STD, and it's not one of those curable STDs, you guys don't have to worry about bringing that up during a date, and causing them to flee. Hopefully it's somebody that has herpes, you have herpes, etc. Still you want to notify each other what you have, etc. But there's a lot of these websites that are very direct and specific. I don't even know if there's a doctor website. If there's a problem is people don't really like to date doctors. I mean, you would think a lot of guy doctors would be desirable more than female doctors. A lot of people think us female doctors are loudmouthed, opinionated, and too right-wing. I don't know where they get that. But remember, male doctors, okay, they're around patients all the time. Male doctors may not be that great a catch, ladies. Yeah, they may be financially secure, but remember, we got Obamacare. Number two is, many people hit on their doctor. Doesn't necessarily mean, you know, most doctors are supposed to blow it off. But if you think, if you don't want to be with somebody where they're always being inundated with flirtations or naked bodies, etc., it's very hard to be married to a doctor. Okay? I've seen female patients flirt with my husband. All right? And I'm sick of it. All right? But he understands that people flirt with me, and, you know, we just have to be, you know, stable, or we have to be confident. But not the best catch in the world. Okay? Don't go away. Yeah, but they're good with their hands. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Not all protein powders are created equal. One World Whey is the first cold temperature processed, 100% all natural, unrefined, bioactive, grass pasture raised milk whey protein. Far from being another ordinary protein supplement, One World Whey is a full spectrum nutrition power food in and of itself, providing overall life building benefits that touch virtually every human's life that other protein supplements don't deliver on. What are the benefits? Boosts the immune system, anti-aging properties, helps detoxification, helps lose body fat, supports excellent blood sugar levels, excellent for building muscle, increases in energy levels, enhances the feelings of youth, energy for exercise and recovery. Who's it for? Anyone wanting to feel healthy and have energy. Busy people, office workers, growing children, students, teachers, seniors, people recovering from illness, and high-performance athletes. Call 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
And the winner of fallback pricing is... you. The results are in from Freeze Dry Guy's You Be the Boss, Tell Us What You Want Us to Put on Sale campaign. After getting phone calls, emails, blog, and Facebook comments, nominating your favorite freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods, you the people, you the bosses have spoken. We the staff at Freeze Dry Guy have listened, as we've done since 1970. So now, one item and one entire line of food are on special sale until the end of October. The entire line of popular non-GMO and gluten-free foods are 20% off. The Family First Responders Kit, loaded with delicious freeze-dried foods like hearty beef stew, lasagna, and mouth-watering strawberries, is roughly 30% off. Go to freezedryguy.com, that's freezedryguy.com, to order or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, and make your own deal. Thank you, boss.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
So thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Big thanks to Dom, who's working the dials, and a big thanks to GCN making the show happen. Apparently, there is a venomous spider infestation that actually had to close a school in Britain, and these are biting spiders, not just the spiders that just kind of walk around and just kind of stay amongst themselves. These spiders like to bite. All right? They are commonly mistaken for black widow spiders. They're called, I guess, false black widow spiders. And I guess the school is at to shut down. Of course, the kids think it's pretty cool because it's right before Halloween time. They celebrate Halloween in Europe. But nobody thus far has been bitten. But apparently, they are becoming more and more common in the UK. And they are the most dangerous of the 12 species of biting spiders known in Britain. Now, they keep on stressing, look, the spider bites are rare, and sometimes the bite could be very, very mild. The bite could sting, swell up, kind of feel like a wasp sting. They're very rare to cause deaths, but nobody's going to want to go to school if they're worried about a spider. Now, I'm 42 years old. If I thought a spider was in my studio, I couldn't even do my show. I'd be sitting there going, ah, spider! My legs would be up on the desk. I'm like, oh my God, spider! So you can't really pay attention anyway, so let the kids go off school. But I think what they need to do is really fumigate that place. I know many of you think spiders make the world go round, where we need spiders because they get rid of other insects. No, I would rather have any other insect than a spider. As far as I'm concerned, as far as I'm concerned, cut these spiders some cut these spiders out of the loop. I don't mind if we have any other spider, any other insects that seems to then overgrow. Because what do spiders catch? They catch like flies. What, roly-polies? Are we really that scared of roly-polies? I'd much rather live with roly-polies. Sometimes what else gets caught in their web? Other spiders. I mean, if you told me a spider would kill other spiders, then maybe you got me there. But for the most part, it's like bugs and roly-polies and the silverfish. Silverfish don't hurt anything. Crickets? I don't care about the crickets. Get rid of the spiders. 1-877-DOCTALI, 1-877-DOCTALI, weight loss surgery. They say weight loss surgery is actually better, more effective than diet and exercise. Some of you are going, duh. Well, Dolly, I could tell you that. Some of you are going, wait a second, you're telling us to do surgery instead of diet and exercise? No, I'm not telling you, I'm just reading the story. Apparently, many people that go for weight loss surgery have failed diet and exercise. So obviously, if they do the weight loss surgery and lose weight, the weight loss surgery will look more effective. I get that. But they're finding even 2 years out, the weight loss surgery appears to be more effective. Now, what's going on with bariatric surgery? Well, it depends on the type of bariatric surgery you get. If you get the whole gastric bypass, Roux-en-Y, stomach, the intestines kind of transform to the point where you're kind of skipping part of the digestive process. You can lose weight that way. If you have part of the stomach removed from the gastric sleeve, yeah, you could lose weight that way. If you have the ring, the lap band around the stomach, decreasing the size of the stomach so it's hard for you to eat big meals, yeah, that can help you lose weight. So it depends on the type that you're getting. But many people that fail with this bariatric surgery is because they still eat the wrong sort of foods, they still don't exercise, they may still have this genetic disposition to just be overweight, or they're still eating big meals. Okay, I've had some patients that say, yeah, for the first year they had to just eat small meals, but then after a while they got their stomach to stretch back out and they were hungry again. Now, I'm a huge fan of bariatric surgery when I could get my diabetics off their medication, their cholesterol meds and their blood pressure meds. I'm a huge fan of that, and I do have a patient who did that. He was over 300 pounds, did the lap band surgery. He's no longer diabetic. I really dig that, but he tells me he still eats the small portions. Now, the portion size you're eating is actually what you're supposed to eat. If you look at the Last Supper, Jesus in the picture is a small bowl. Yeah, I think they've now changed the Last Supper to make the bowls look bigger. But for the most part, you ate from a real tiny bowl. You'd eat small amounts of food. That's one of the keys. You got to eat small amounts of food. Just because your plate is a foot by a foot doesn't mean you have to load up the food that way. Now, I'm also a fan of Metafast. I have a link on my website and on my Facebook I want you guys to check out. I like some of the Metafast bars because it helps kind of control your appetite. My husband's lost about 30 pounds with that. So I'm a huge fan of that before you think of bariatric surgery. But we are seeing amazing things when it comes to bariatric surgery. They say, those who had weight loss surgery had a rate of remission of type 2 diabetes that was 22 times higher than in the group that did not get surgery. They found triglycerides, body fat drop, level of HDL increase, LDL drop. So, mind you, I mean, there's definite benefits to getting weight loss surgery done. But if you're in the process where like, well, I don't know if I'm ready for that, and, you know, all right. Cranberries. There's more of a push now to harvest cranberries. Apparently, Carver, Massachusetts, and this is a good Trivial Pursuit question, contains the greatest concentration of cranberry production in one place in the entire world. So when you guys get your cranberry sauce for Thanksgiving, good chance it comes from Carver. It's about a few miles from Cape Cod. It's a town. And it's home to major cranberry producers. I am a big fan of cranberry. The problem with cranberry is you really can't drink water after it because you got a weird taste in your mouth. Early October, during harvest season, apparently the town is a-busting because of people hauling cranberries. Now, why are cranberries such a big deal? Well, it seems to help prevent UTIs. They're very high in proanthocyanidins, however you pronounce that, super rich in antioxidants. But these proanthocyanidins, the PACs, are this class of antioxidants, according to Fox News, that not only slow the aging process of cells, but help prepare and rejuvenate tissue as well. Mind you, when you're eating Thanksgiving dinner, you get tired because of all the tryptophan with the turkey. So the cranberry kind of helps rejuvenate the cells. I'm a huge fan of cranberries. Any of the berries, they have a lower glycemic index, but they're sweet. True, cranberry sauce is loaded up with sugar. But cranberries are really, really big. And they help make you poop. All right, they also say that cranberries benefit men with prostate issues. They may help you if you have issues with frequent night urination, incomplete voiding, etc. Now, many of you will down the cranberry juice or the cran apple juice or the cran grape juice, ocean spray. Even though I really dig ocean spray drinks, you got to be careful of the sugar. I don't want you drinking a crap load of sugar to fight a UTI. Try to get the unsweetened cranberry juice, but I also don't want aspartame. So, very interesting that we're watching the cranberry harvest. I know we're getting close to the holidays. I cannot wait. Cannot wait. DDT exposure, the insecticide DDT, may actually cause people to undergo genetic mutations and hurt future generations. Your DDT dichlorodiphenyl trichloroethane has been banned in the U.S. since 1972, but it was widely used back in the 1950s. We think that much of the population that had been exposed, it had been used for 10 years extensively in North America, according to Michael Skinner from Washington State University. Now, this was has been reintroduced in Africa and other parts of the world to try to reduce malaria deaths. So DDT is back into investigation. They've watched pregnant female rats to see what happens, and they find that, of course, there could be issues with fetal development and ovaries and testes, etc. All right. The effects of DDT, however, were not really noticeable in the first or second generation of the rats, but they found it in subsequent generation. Now, they did notice 50% of rats in the third generation had obesity, kidney disease, polycystic ovarian disease. I've never seen a rat's ovary or a polycystic ovary. My guess is it's kind of cute. They said exposure to DDT appeared to trigger epigenetic changes in the rats. Ooh, epigenetic. Yeah, if you know what that is, great. My guess is it has something to do with epicenters and seismic activity and earthquakes. But it triggered epigenetic changes in the rats where environmental factors alter the way DNA is expressed. Mutation was passed all the way down to the sperm or the egg. So what does that mean? Don't let your rats go near the pesticide. All right, guys, cannot wait to talk to you tomorrow. You guys have a great rest of the day. Don't forget to check out the MetaFast specials and stuff that's going on our website. Please check that out. Have a great rest of the day. Talk to you soon. Bye.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these specials. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000 or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's $5,000. Square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.